The Center for Newfoundland Studies at the Queen Elizabeth Library will be putting together a display for the 70th anniversary of Newfoundland's Confederation with Canada.
Hi, my name is Colleen Field, and I'm with the Center for Newfoundland Studies. I'm a librarian here. We're looking forward to the 70th anniversary of Confederation.
Newfoundland was the only British North American colony to be independent within the British Empire. The very word Confederation was a dirty word in a few Newfoundland circles. When Newfoundland's responsible government collapsed in 1934, Canada and Britain pushed for Confederation. The 1948 referendums divided Newfoundland following the divisive debate. March 31st, 1949, Newfoundland became Canada's 10th province, to the frustration of many who disliked Canada's economic support and policies.
We have so many resources here about Confederation. We have newspapers from the time. It looks like we have the issues from the Daily News and the Evening Telegram in original print form. We have them on microfilm as well. But what we're going to bring out right now, I believe, are the original paper copies. Mm-hmm. From March 31st, 1949 and April 1st, 1949.
April 1st papers announced the news on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm Hannah Fudge. I'm a student at Memorial University. I'm doing a Bachelor of Arts. Yes, for the people of Newfoundland. A lot of people didn't trust that the federal government or joining Canada would be a good idea in terms of Newfoundland's financial stability. I know there was a lot of conflicting ideas. Overall, I think it was a good thing, because to stay a part of Britain would kind of isolate us a bit more as opposed to being a part of Canada. So, yeah, pro-Confederation.
William Chumps. Not sure what it was like before or after. Based on what I know about the kind of economic support Newfoundland gets, I think it was a good choice. I think we get proper economic support in 2019 that we might not have had if we didn't join Canada, so.
The Royal Canadian Mint's Winnipeg factory created a 2019 $1 fine silver coin to mark the 70th anniversary of Canada's 10th province's confederation.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're doing that. I didn't think they would do something like that for Newfoundland. it makes it feel like a special occasion. I didn't know that was happening.
Confederation is still a controversial topic in Newfoundland, because while some have embraced Canada, other Newfoundlanders still desire a return to self-government. For Kicker News, this is Melissa Wong signing off.